Welcome to Smart Cleaning School. Are you ready to reshape your mindset and grow your cleaning business? Step into today's class with your guide, Ken Carfagno, so you can win for your family.
Welcome back to the Smart Cleaning School podcast, helping cleaning professionals make the impact that they were meant to make. We've now done two episodes in the pricing series, so part three upcoming right here, cost versus value, brings in an episode that was released in mid-2021. And there's a really fun example here from Robert Pierce, who is a Solo Elite member, and how he was able to really discern how to increase prices when he understood the value versus the cost. So this is a really solid foundational episode for you to understand that there is a big difference. They are connected, but they are different. And when you can get your value to be perceived higher than the cost that you charge, you will never have a problem selling. It'll be so much easier. It'll be like you're skiing downhill versus trying to walk up. Here you go. I was recently talking and coaching with Robert Pierce. He's a member of the Solo Cleaning School Elite. Now, Robert is doing amazing. He works as a retail manager at Target, and he's been in retail for over 25 years. He found me on the Side Hustle Nation podcast, done extremely well by Nick Loper. And after hearing me on that podcast, he decided to start a solo cleaning business. Now, he'd already been thinking about cleaning, but this podcast definitely gave him the push. Robert understood the value of investing into his business, as he wanted to shortcut years of trying to figure it out himself. So he reached out to me, I jumped on a phone call with him, and then he joined the Elite membership and has subsequently built his solo cleaning business in 6 months to a lean, professional, and profitable company. I was so impressed talking to him as he shared how close he is to achieving his goal and dream of getting out of his job in retail. I was so excited to hear this. We talked about his plan and how many clients and profit he needs to hit his goal. I just love doing that kind of work with people. I just love hearing dreams and helping them to achieve it. But the main reason for Robert's call wasn't so much strategy coaching on getting out of his job. He was curious about pricing on office cleaning jobs. And in a recent Facebook Live Q&A that I had done within the Elite membership, he even asked me about commercial cleaning and how to do estimates and proposals. I answered those questions. He took that information and he was in a position where he got to do an estimate and proposal for a local tool and die shop. Now, he's in Michigan and there's a lot of manufacturing facilities near him. So he was referred and came into that building. Now, this type of building, it's set up like any other industrial complex. Picture a large steel square box placed on the ground like a giant steel Lego. And inside this gigantic steel box, there are offices and some windows on the front, about 10%. And then the rest of it is warehouse and or manufacturing space. That is the rest of the back of the building. It's a typical industrial building. I have cleaned them in the past. I've done estimates for others even last year. And to me, they are very similar. They have some semi-clean front offices where maybe the sales staff or HR or some estimators or whatever positions they have that require a desk are up front. And then they have the break room and the restroom. But then there's the restroom that's out in the warehouse. And that one's grimy and filthy and there's dirt all over from the warehouse. And the folks that are working there, mostly blue collar, picture the dirty jeans and the steel tip boots. And they're driving pickup trucks. Just typically that's what you're seeing as far as the workforce. Am I saying anything about that or making stereotypical judgments? No, because half of my family looks like that. Actually, half of my family are blue collar with button down shirts and ties. That's my mom's side. Then my dad's side is definitely more the blue collar steel tip boots with the jeans. And my wife's the same way. Hers are mostly blue collar. So I recognize both types of workers. And ironically, I am both. I am a white-collar engineer that turned into a blue-collar cleaning person. That gave me a big advantage, by the way, as a side note. And we're going to come back to that here. So Robert took the process on how to do an estimate and write a proposal from the question he asked me in the Elite membership, and he got prices for this tool and die shop. He sent it in, was very reasonable to him. And 3 weeks passed and crickets, nothing. So he wondered, well, maybe my prices are too high. And that led into an excellent conversation between him and I that he was able to open up and just ask the question, why did that not work out like I thought? And I thought it was such a great conversation between him and I that I wanted to share it with you. So here we go. Robert gave a very realistic price of $200 per visit. Here's how he came up with that price. He estimated the job would take about 4 hours per visit, and he wanted to charge an hourly rate of around $50. Thus, he gave a flat rate price of $200 per visit. I agreed with Robert on his method and the price and thought it was very reasonable for the work he was proposing to do. However, I knew it was overpriced. So now listen to what Robert shared next. Ken, I found out that this facility had a janitor that cleaned prior. I figure he was there for 8 hours to clean the place and made about $12 an hour. So I'm guessing the tool and die shop paid $100 per day to have their facility cleaned. So I'm asking $200. I figured it would be fine since I'm an outside contractor and would need to be fully insured, so that would cost more than having an internal employee. Robert already knew why they weren't calling him back before he even asked. He suspected they're paying $100 now, I want $200, that's a big jump. He figured it would be covered or washed because they were hiring someone outside and the insurances and the different expenses. So this was the opening that I needed. I said this, "You're absolutely right. The $200 price is completely reasonable. I taught you how to do this in the Elite membership, but there's a big but here, Robert. There are two angles to come in on a price. One is cost pricing, and the other is value pricing." I continued, "It doesn't matter where he's cleaning. If Robert estimates the job will take 4 hours, then $200 is an appropriate price based on cost. Unfortunately, that is only half of the equation. What is the value?" I shared an example of a wealth management firm where the planners wear suits. Every single client that's walking through the door of this wealth management firm has the potential of a $1 million portfolio coming into that business. A law firm can be the same. Some medical offices like surgeons that are working out of an office can be the same. High profile stuff. These type of professional companies, the white collar that I mentioned earlier, they value cleaning very highly because it could make or break a $1 million sale. I call this presentation cleaning. The point is this. The wealth management company may value a cleaning at $300. It only costs you $200. You could easily charge $250. You'd be getting $50 more than what it costs you, and they'd be getting a $50 discount for what they think it's worth. Did you catch that? You feel like you're getting a great price, and they feel like they're getting a great value. This is a win-win. But let's look at this tool and die shop. These workers are blue-collar. They're not white-collar professional workers. They wear those steel-tip boots and the dirty blue jeans I talked about. They track dirt around the offices and the restrooms. They want it cleaned, sure, but they don't care who sees it. Therefore, they value the cleaning at $100. How do we know? Because that's what they paid the janitor. When Robert came in at $200, and this is what I told him, they perceived the value at $100. There was no chance for negotiation here because, Robert, you'd have to come down in price from $200 to $150 to even be competitive, and they'd have to increase what they're willing to spend by $50 over what they value. This is the opposite scenario of the professional wealth management firm. Robert totally saw this. And in this scenario, it's not a win-win, it's a lose-lose. So I asked him, do you see the difference between cost and value? He did. It was very clear to him. So the lesson here is very simple. And this is what I told Robert. Make the decision if you want to serve the niche of the industrial building. You're going to need to lower your prices to compete. Or would you like to raise your professional standard and go and attract those professional companies that you can increase your prices because they're willing to pay them? That's what I do, Robert. I'm professional, and I get those clients like the wealth management companies, and that's why I can make so much more in office cleaning. So as I told him, the lesson was very simple. Shop yourself around to the companies that have the greatest value on what you can provide for them, and you will always get great prices, and that leads to great profitability. Now, during our conversation, there was one other lesson that I taught Robert on that call. And although the ISO model is intended for solo cleaners, the strategy is applicable for every cleaning business. So I want to just share this concept. The ISO model, it stands for I, initialize, S, stabilize, O, optimize. It's the three phases I build my solo cleaning business from and to get to the business that I currently have and have done now twice. This is what I teach in the Solo Cleaning School Elite, but I believe it has value to all types of businesses, including larger cleaning companies. So here's what I taught Robert on these three phases. Initializers need clients. Do whatever you can to get clients into your business. Serve them. Get testimonials, recommendation letters, before and after photos, and referrals. Then stabilize that business. Optimizers, on the other hand, they don't need more clients. They need more profit. Do whatever you can as an optimizer in a strategic manner to increase profits, whether that means adding or subtracting clients. Robert was nodding along with me as those two lessons drove home. And with that, I am done here today. Cost versus value. Do you understand the difference? Because pricing has two dimensions. You need to understand there is a difference for what something costs and what it's worth. And when you attract clients to you that have a lower value of cleaning than what it costs, that's a setup for failure, in my opinion. But if you attract clients that have a higher value of cleaning than what it costs, now you're in a great place to build a successful cleaning company, no matter what the size. I want to thank Robert Pierce for allowing me to share this conversation with the rest of you listeners of the Smart Cleaning School podcast. It's been a lot of fun sharing these conversations as I've done them from time to time. And if you're listening and you're interested in the Solo Cleaning School Elite membership that I mentioned that Robert's a member, feel free to check that out. I've linked the website below in the show notes, and you can learn about what Robert and other amazing solo cleaners are doing and how they're getting trained so they can accelerate their business through this ISO model. Have an incredible week. Well, there you go. You are getting closer to being educated in the what, the how, the why of pricing, because you're understanding the difference between cost and value. We have another episode in part four, which is one of my favorites, and it's one of the most popular from the Smart Cleaning School catalog of episodes. It's called Blueberry Pie, which is another amazing mindset on cost and value. So before we wrap up, I want to formally invite you into the Solo Elite membership. And if you're wondering, what is it? It's the only system for solo cleaners to optimize your solo cleaning business to earn six figures without the drama of employees. Or if you want to earn full-time income through part-time cleaning without employees. Get access to this game-changing training for only $97 per month or $997 per year in the Solo Elite membership at smartcleaningschool.com. Members get access to the full ISO model course to optimize your solo cleaning business, get access to live Q&A membership community calls every week, get access to the Solo Elite community for questions and answers from other members, plus bonus podcast content, access to private coaching, and much more. Definitely look forward to seeing you in the Solo Elite membership so we can get you excited about your solo cleaning business because you're making great money and you don't have to work all that much. You are optimized. You are fast. You're efficient. Your pricing is high because your value is through the roof. I am excited to help you do that. Thanks so much for listening to the Smart Cleaning School podcast. Tune back in next week for episode number four of the series called Blueberry Pie. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Smart Cleaning School. Class is dismissed.